Tehran, 1998. A 16-year-old girl sprints through darkened streets in heels and a miniskirt, armed militia closing in behind her. "Stop, or I will shoot!" The rifles aimed at her head leave no choice. Her crime? Attending a birthday party in Western clothes. This wasn't a dystopian novel. This was Tala Rossi's reality. A moment that would lead to 5 days in Iran's notorious Vozara prison and 40 lashes across her back. Yet this brutal punishment didn't crush her spirit. Instead, it ignited a fire that would transform her into an internationally recognized fashion designer and one of Newsweek's most fearless women in the world. Her journey proves that sometimes our darkest moments become the foundation for our greatest triumphs, and that fashion isn't frivolous. It's a fundamental expression of human freedom. Growing up in 1980s, Tehran meant living in constant contradiction. Inside Rossi's home, her entrepreneurial parents created warmth and possibility. Outside, the Islamic Republic's iron grip transformed everyday choices into potential crimes. Her parents had fallen in love in a different Iran, one where women walked freely without hijabs, where young people danced in discotheques, where Western music filled the air. Then came 1979 and Ayatollah Khomeini's revolution, erasing that world overnight. The new regime rewrote reality. The hijab became mandatory. Alcohol vanished. Clubs closed. Co-ed gatherings became criminal. The devastating Iran-Iraq war added literal explosions, with air raids rattling windows. Yet Iranians refused to surrender. Behind closed doors, elaborate Thursday night parties bloomed curtains drawn tight, traditional instruments playing, women shedding hijabs in temporary pockets of freedom. These gatherings were acts of resistance, proof that oppression could limit but never extinguish the human spirit. This duality shaped everything, leaving an entire generation confused and seeking independence. Behind Tehran's conformity, young Iranians staged creative resistance. Hidden bars and dance floors materialized in private homes where illegal parties flourished. Girls transformed from public attire into fashionable clothes once inside, where forbidden alcohol flowed and bodies moved to global hits. Rossi's teenage rebellion included these gatherings where she first tasted Arag Saghi potent moonshine and shared her first kiss with Omid, only to have the moment shattered when her mother arrived early. Dating required extraordinary discretion. Couples risked arrest simply for being seen together. Despite risks, possession of alcohol could mean 80 lashes. Iranian youth kept finding ways to live like characters in smuggled Western media. The country's contradictions were striking. Despite religious prohibitions, Iran developed one of the world's highest drug addiction rates at 2.2%. Women displayed modernity through fashionable outfits and stylish headscarves. International fashion magazines circulated in women-only beauty salons, where women shed hijabs while gossiping over Turkish coffee. Rossi compared herself to Ariel from The Little Mermaid, caught between overprotective parents and a restrictive government. She hid fashionable outfits under her manteau and applied lipstick outside, wiping it off before returning home. State-controlled television couldn't prevent Western influence from seeping through illegal satellite dishes, broadcasting shows like Beverly Hills 902TN, offering glimpses into worlds where women express themselves freely. That December night in 1998 began as simple teenage celebration friends gathering at Mariam's house, wearing Western clothes, enjoying music. Normal anywhere else. Criminal in Iran. When armed Basij militia raided the party, Rossi chose flight over surrender, leading to capture at gunpoint. An officer spat at her exposed thighs. "You are a disgrace." Vozara prison housed not just violent criminals, but people guilty of playing music or showing public affection. Nearly 100 women crammed into concrete cells, among them a 10-year-old rape victim and a devastated bride still in her wedding dress. Handcuffed, they used filthy squat toilets in pairs. The most horrifying aspect was hearing women's screams from the torture room, where female guards sexually assaulted prisoners with glass bottles. For 5 days, they endured without proper food or water. Daily calls to prayer became moments of terror as guards selected girls for lashing. When finally summoned to court, Rossi received her sentence. 40 lashes for wearing a miniskirt at a private party. This wasn't just her story, but the story of all girls victimized by senseless restrictions, a pivotal moment that would inspire her journey to becoming fearless.
After prison, Rossi's family joined Iran's brain drain, fleeing for opportunities abroad. In Dubai, she witnessed women in hijabs and bikinis coexisting on beaches. Understanding freedom meant choice, not clothing. At Dulles Airport, homesickness made her judge everything a fashion disaster. After someone mocked her English at a party, she found work at an Iranian boutique, sketching improved wedding dress designs. At Montreal's Formula One Grand Prix, she fell for race team-inspired outfits. When someone mocked her Ferrari Polo, asking, "Where is your Ferrari?" she ironed on Daddy's car, creating an instant hit. Her masterpiece became 40 Lashes, a white t-shirt with slashed cuts representing her Iranian punishment. One summer night in 2003, wearing this shirt at a DC club, she met Eric, an industrial guru who invested in startups. Despite calling her business plan dreadful, he asked about her vision. She explained her arrest and passion for empowering women through fashion. Eric wrote on a cocktail napkin, "I, Eric R. XXX, will invest $20,000 in Tala Rossi's t-shirt line for 3% of the company." At 21, she'd secured her first investor, transforming her bedroom into a workshop with her mother as first employee. Becoming a CEO brought exhilaration and fear. To gain exposure, Rossi organized a fashion show at Pearl Nightclub in DC, creating the world's longest runway. With zero budget, she recruited college students as models and forced friends to attend. The show generated little money or press, but taught her she needed real production strategy beyond homemade shirts. Her manufacturing journey took her from Los Angeles to Peru to Jordan. LA required unaffordable minimum orders. In Peru, a promising factory owner died weeks after their meeting. In Jordan, manufacturers dismissed her as a young woman. After these failures, she enrolled in a 3-week pattern-making program in Florence, Italy, where she realized her priority shouldn't be securing investors or finding production. It should be understanding who she is as a designer. In spring 2007, she partnered with friends to create a high-end boutique in DC's U Street corridor, practically living between Home Depot and the boutique while learning electrical work and plumbing. Their grand opening exceeded expectations, but the 2008 financial crisis devastated their customer base. The partnership collapsed, teaching her the wisdom in her father's words: "If partners were good, God would have one." After weeks of reflection, she secured a marketing position at a startup. During pointless meetings, she began sketching a new business plan, a swimwear line called Darby Dar, a Farsi phrase meaning both door-to-door and lost and all over the place, perfectly capturing her entrepreneurial journey.
We wake up to reality, scrolling through disasters and highlight reels of supermodels in paradise and friends' engagements. In this judgmental world, the greatest challenge is being yourself when everyone demands conformity. Success means beating your own goals, not comparing yourself to others. Rossi's journey from Tehran to America, from prison to fashion, proved that setbacks don't mean dreams are impossible. They just require more determination. Her story transcends clothing. It's about the fundamental human right to express oneself. Whether in Tehran, where women risk punishment for showing their hair, or in America, where different pressures demand conformity, the struggle for authentic self-expression is universal. Being fearless doesn't mean never experiencing fear. It means acknowledging it and moving forward anyway. The greatest freedom isn't in any particular place, but in the courage to be authentically yourself, to create, to express, to live according to your own vision. Fashion is freedom, and it's most beautiful when we have the courage to design it ourselves.